Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 29, Expressions of Love for Krishna. There are some bodily symptoms which express overwhelming ecstatic love, vyabhichari bhav, and they are counted at 33. Disappointment, lamentation, humility, guilt, fatigue, intoxication, pride, doubt, apprehension, intense emotion, madness, forgetfulness, disease, confusion, death, laziness, inertness, bashfulness, concealment, remembrance, argumentativeness, anxiety, thoughtfulness, endurance, happiness, eagerness, violence, haughtiness, envy, impudence, dizziness, sleepiness, and alertness. Disappointment. When one is forced to act in a way which is forbidden, or to refrain from acting in a way which is proper, he or she becomes regretful and thinks oneself dishonored. At that time, there is a sense of disappointment. In this kind of disappointment, one becomes full of anxiety, sheds tears, changes bodily color, feels humility, and breathes heavily. When he was punishing the Kaliya serpent, Krishna appeared to have drowned himself in the poisonous water of the Yamuna, and Nanda Maharaj addressed Yashoda Devi, "O my dear wife, Krishna has gone deep into the water, and so there is no longer any need to maintain our bodies, which are so full of sinful activities. So let us also enter into the poisonous water of the Yamuna, and thus compensate for the sinful activities of our lives." This is an instance of severe shock, wherein the devotee becomes greatly disappointed. When Krishna left Vrindavan, Subal, his intimate friend, decided to also leave. And while leaving, Subal was contemplating that without Krishna, there was no longer any pleasure to be found in Vrindavan. For the analogy is given that as bees go away from a flower that has no honey, Subal left Vrindavan when he found that there was no longer any relishable transcendental pleasure to be found there. In the Danakeli Kaumudi, Srimati Radharani addresses one of her gopi friends in this manner, "O my dear friend, if I cannot hear of the glorious activities of Krishna, then it is better for me to become deaf. And because I am now unable to see Krishna, it would be good for me to become a blind woman." So this is another instance of disappointment due to separation from Krishna. There is a statement in the Hari Vansha wherein Satyabhama, one of the queens of Krishna in Dwaraka, tells her husband, "O my dear Krishna, since I heard Narada glorifying Rukmini before you, I can now understand that there is no need of any talking about myself." So this is an instance of disappointment caused by envy. Rukmini and Satyabhama were co-wives, and because Krishna was husband of both, naturally there was some feminine envy between them. So when Satyabhama heard the glories of Rukmini, she was envious of Rukmini and thus became disappointed. In the 10th canto, 51st chapter, verse 47 of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is this statement by Muchukunda, "Mamaisha kalo jitta nishpalo gato, raja sriyo nadha madasya vu pate, martyatma budhe sutadara kosha bhushu, asaja manasya duranta chintaya." Oh, my dear Krishna, I cannot say that it is only other people who are implicated in material existence, because I too am much entangled with the bodily concept of life. I am always too anxious about my family, home, wife, wealth, land, and kingdom. And because I have been so maddened by this material atmosphere, I am thinking now that my life has been simply spoiled. This statement is an instance of disappointment caused by lamentation. According to Bharata Muni, this disappointment is inauspicious. But there are other learned scholars who have accepted such disappointment as being in the mood of neutrality and therefore as being a preservative of ecstatic love. Lamentation. When one is unsuccessful in achieving his or her desired goal of life, when one finds no fulfillment in one's present occupation, when one finds oneself in reversed conditions, and when one feels guilt, at such a time, one is said to be in a state of lamentation. And in this condition of lamentation, one becomes questioning, thoughtful, tearful, regretful, and heavy-breathed. One's bodily color changes, and one's mouth becomes dry. One aged devotee of Krishna addressed him in this way, O killer of the demon Agha, my body is now invalid due to old age, and I cannot speak very fluently, for my voice is faltering, and my mind is not strong. I am often attacked by forgetfulness. But, my dear Lord Krishna, you are just like the moonlight, and my only real regret is that for want of any taste for your pleasant shining, I did not advance myself in Krishna consciousness. This statement is an instance of lamentation due to one's being unable to achieve one's desired goal. One devotee said, this very night I was dreaming of collecting various flowers from the garden, and I was thinking of making a garland to offer to Krishna. But I am so unfortunate that all of a sudden my dream was over, and I could not achieve my desired goal. This statement is an instance of lamentation resulting from non-fulfillment of one's duties. When Nanda Maharaj saw his foster son Krishna embarrassed in the sacrificial arena of Kamsa, he said, Oh, how unfortunate I am that I did not keep my son bolted within the room. Unfortunately, I have brought Krishna to Mathura, and now I see that he's being embarrassed by this giant elephant named Kuvalaya. It is as though the moon of Krishna were being eclipsed by the shadow of the earth. This is an instance of lamentation caused by reversed conditions. In the 10th canto, 14th chapter, verse 9 of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is this statement by Lord Brahma, Pashyesha me naryam ananta adye, paratmani twai api mayi mayani, mayang vitak yekshitum atma vaibhavang, hi ahang kiyan anicham ivarchir agnau. My dear Lord, just see my impudence. You are the unlimited, the original personality of Godhead, the Supersoul, and you rule over the most perfect illusory energies. Just see my impudence. I wanted to supersede you by my own personal power, and I was very puffed up with this tiny power of my own. Just as a simple spark from a fire cannot do any harm to the fire, So my bewildering potency was completely unsuccessful in thwarting your superior illusory power. I therefore find myself to be most insignificant, and I think of myself as a most useless person. This statement by Lord Brahma is an instance of lamentation caused by committing an offense. Humility. A sense of weakness caused by distress, fear, or offensiveness is called humility. In such a humble condition, one becomes talkative, small in heart, dirty in mind, full of anxiety, and inactive. In the 10th canto, 51st chapter, verse 57 of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is the following statement by King Muchukunda. My dear Lord, because of my bad deeds in the past, I am everlastingly aggrieved. I am always suffering from my desires, and still my senses are never satisfied with material enjoyment. Somehow or other, by your grace, I am now in a peaceful condition because I have taken shelter of your lotus feet, which are always free from all lamentation, fear, and death. O Supreme Protector, O Supreme Soul, O Supreme Controller, kindly give me your protection, for I am so much embarrassed. This statement by Muchukunda is an instance of humility resulting from a severely miserable condition of material existence. When Uttara was attacked by the Brahmastra of Ashwatthama, she became afraid of losing her child, Parikshit Maharaj, who was still within her womb. Uttara immediately surrendered to Krishna. Abhidravati mam isha, sharas taptaya so vibho, kamang dahatu mang nata, ma me garbho nipatyatam. My dear Lord Krishna, kindly save my child. I do not mind if I myself must be killed by the Brahmastra of Ashwatthama. So this is an instance of humility caused by fear. In the 10th canto, 14th chapter, verse 10 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma says, Atakshamasva achutame rajo bhuvo. He ajanatas tvat pritag isha manana. Ajavale pandha tamonda chakshusha. Esho nukampyo mai natovan iti. O infallible one, I am born in the mode of passion, and therefore I have been falsely proud of being the creator of this material world. And my false pride was just like dense darkness. And in this darkness, I have become blind. In my blindness, I was considering myself a competitor to you, who are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But, my dear Lord, even though I am accepted as the creator of this universe, still I am eternally your servant. So therefore, kindly always be compassionate towards me and excuse me in that way. This statement by Lord Brahma is another instance of humility resulting from committing an offense. Sometimes there is humility due to shyness. For example, when Krishna stole all of the garments from the gopis while they were bathing in the river, all of the gopis begged Krishna not to commit this injustice upon them. The gopis thus addressed Krishna, Manayang bho pritas tvang tu, nanda gopa sutang priyam. Janimo anga vraja shlagyam dehi vasansi depita. O dear Krishna, we know that you are the son of Nanda Maharaja and that you are the most beloved of all Vrindavan. And you are very much loved by us also. But why are you giving us this trouble? Kindly return our garments. For just see how we are trembling from the severe cold. This humility was due to their shyness from being naked before Krishna. Guilt. And when a person blames him or herself for committing an inappropriate action, then one's feeling is called guilt. One day, Srimati Radharani was churning yogurt for Krishna, and at that time, the jeweled bangles on Radha's hands were circling around, and Radha was also chanting the holy name of Krishna. But all of a sudden, Radha thought, "Oh, I am chanting the holy name of Krishna, and meanwhile, my superiors, my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law, they may hear me." With this thought, Radharani became over-anxious. So this is an instance of feeling guilty because of devotion to Krishna. One day, the beautiful-eyed Srimati Radharani entered into the forest in order to collect some flowers to prepare a garland for Krishna. And while collecting the flowers, Radha became afraid that someone might see her. And so Radha felt some fatigue and weakness. So this is an instance of guilty feelings caused by labor for Krishna. And there is a statement in the Rasa Sudhakara that after passing the night with Krishna, Radharani became so weak that she was unable to get up from bed. And when Krishna took her hand to help her, Radharani felt guilty about having passed the night with Krishna. Fatigue. One feels fatigue after walking a long distance, after dancing, and after sexual activity. In this kind of fatigue, there is dizziness, perspiration, inactivity of the limbs, yawning, and very heavy breathing. One day, Yashoda was chasing Krishna in the yard after Krishna had offended her. After a while, Yashoda became fatigued, and therefore she was perspiring, and her bunched hair became loosened. This is an instance of becoming fatigued because of working too much. Sometimes, all of the cowherder friends of Krishna, along with Balaram, dance together in some ceremony. At these times, the garlands on their necks would move, and the boys would begin to perspire. Their whole bodies became wet from their ecstatic dancing. So this is an instance of fatigue caused by dancing. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 33rd chapter, verse 20, it is said that after enjoying loving affairs with Krishna by dancing, embracing, and kissing, the gopis would sometimes become very tired. And Krishna, out of his causeless mercy and compassion, would smear their faces with his lotus hands. So this is an example of fatigue caused by laboring in the rasa dance. Intoxication. When one becomes arrogant with false prestige due to drinking intoxicants or being too lustful, the voice becomes faulty, the eyes become swollen, and there are symptoms of redness on the body. There is a statement in the Lalita Madhava that Lord Baladev, intoxicated from drinking excessive quantities of honey, once began to address the many ants. "O you kings of the ants, Why are you hiding yourselves in these holes? O King Indra, you plaything of Shachi, why are you laughing? I am now prepared to smash the whole universe, and I know that Krishna will not be angry with me. Oh, my dear Krishna, tell me immediately why this whole world is trembling and why the moon has become elongated. And you members of the Yadu dynasty, why are you laughing at me? Please give me back my liquors made of honey from the Kadamba flower. Srila Rupa Goswami thus prays that Lord Balaram will be pleased with all of us while he is thus talking just like an intoxicated person. In this state of intoxication, Balaram felt tired and laid down for rest. Generally, those who are exalted personalities lay down when they feel intoxicated, whereas those who are mediocre, they laugh and sing during intoxication. And those who are lowly use vulgar language and sometimes cry. Such intoxication is manifested according to different ages and mentalities. Srila Rupa Goswami does not describe further in this direction because there is no necessity for such a discussion. There is another description of the symptoms of intoxication in the person of Sri Radharani after she saw Krishna. Sometimes Radha was walking hither and thither. Sometimes Radha was laughing. Sometimes Radha was covering her face. Sometimes Radha was talking without any meaning. And sometimes Radha was praying to her associate gopis. Seeing these symptoms in Radharani, the gopis thus began to talk among themselves. Just see how Radha has become intoxicated simply by seeing Krishna before her. This is an instance of ecstatic love in intoxication. Pride. Expressions of ecstatic love in pride may be the result of excessive wealth, exquisite beauty, a first-class residence, or the attainment of one's ideal goal. One is also considered proud when he or she does not care about the neglect of others. Bilvamangala Thakur prayed, "My dear Krishna, you are leaving me, forcibly getting out of my clutches. But I shall be impressed with your strength only when you can forcibly leave from the core of my heart." This is an instance of feeling pride in ecstatic love for Krishna. Once, during the rasa dance, when Radharani left the arena and Krishna went to seek her out, one of Radha's dear friends addressed Krishna. "My dear Krishna, you have been very much obliging in serving the form of our Sri Radharani. And now you have left all the other gopis to search for her. So please allow me to inquire how you want her to treat you." This is an instance of feeling pride on account of exquisite beauty. Sometimes Radharani felt pride within herself. Although the cowherder boys prepare nice flower garlands for Krishna, when I present my garland to him, Krishna becomes struck with wonder and he immediately accepts it and he puts it upon his heart. Similarly, in the 10th canto, 2nd chapter, verse 33 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma prays, "Tatha ne te madhava tavakakvachid prashyanti margatvai baddha saurida Svaya bigupta vicharanti nirvaya vinayakani kapa mudhasu prabho." Oh, my dear Madhusudan, persons who are pure devotees of your lordship actually feel your ecstatic friendship, and as such, they are never vanquished by their enemies. They know they are always protected by you, and so they can matter-of-factly pass over the heads of their enemies without any care. In other words, one who has taken complete shelter under the lotus feet of the Lord is always proud of being able to conquer all enemies. One weaver at Mathura addressed Krishna in this way, "My dear King of Vrindavana, I have become so proud of your causeless mercy upon me that I do not even count upon the mercy of the Lord of Vaikuntha, which is sought after by many great sages in deep meditation." In other words, although the yogis and great sages sit in meditation upon Lord Vishnu, who is residing in Vaikuntha, a devotee of Krishna is so proud that he or she does not consider such meditation to be very valuable. This feeling of pride is due to one's having achieved the highest goal of life, Krishna. Doubt. After Lord Brahma had stolen all of the calves, cows, and cowherder boys from Krishna, Brahma was trying to go away. But all of a sudden, Brahma became doubtful about his stealing affairs and began to watch on all sides with his eight eyes. Lord Brahma has four heads, and therefore he has eight eyes. So this is an instance of ecstatic love in doubt caused by stealing. And similarly, just to please Krishna, Akrura stole the Syamantaka money, a jewel which can produce unlimited quantities of gold. But later on, Akrura repented his stealing. This is another instance of ecstatic love for Krishna in doubt caused by stealing. And when the king of heaven, Indra, was causing torrents of rain to fall upon the land of Vraja, Indra was advised to surrender himself at the lotus feet of Krishna. And at that time, Indra's face became very dark because of doubt. Thus ends chapter 29, part 1 of Nectar of Devotion, Expressions of Love for Krishna. Recorded March 19, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.